Jesus overcame the temptations of the flesh and the lure of false doctrine so to deliver his people from sin, death, and the power of the devil. Last Sunday we prayed, O Lord God, you led your ancient people through the wilderness and brought them to the promised land. Guide the people of your church, that following our Savior, we may walk through the wilderness of this world toward the glory of the world to come. Hungry and weak from fasting 40 days and 40 nights, Jesus nevertheless did not give in to the devil's temptations concerning God's care for his creation. Jesus did not give in to a false rendering of God's word. Now the devil goes to the heart of the matter. Jesus, as true man, knew the pain and suffering which he would endure to deliver mankind from sin and death. The devil appealed to Jesus as man to avoid this pain, even while obtaining power and glory in this world. Again, the devil took him up to a very high mountain and showed him all the kingdoms of the world and their glory. And he said to him, All these I will give you if you will fall down and worship me. Then Jesus said to him, Begone, Satan, for it is written, You shall worship the Lord your God, and him only shall you serve. The pain will end. The glory of this world will pass away. The word of the Lord endures forever. Nothing created can replace the love, grace, and mercy of the Almighty God. May our Lord grant that we fear, love, and trust in him above all things. Amen.